memory of loss, loss of memory, for Alton Berkowitz Goslin and Daniel and Jeremy Honig, by Bill Berkowitz. In a moment of clarity during the last years of his life, Edwin Honig, sitting in his leather rocking chair, looked out his window and said, "I think I see memories in the leaves of the trees." So much depends on memory, even if it distorts and deserts you in times of need. The words are fuzzy, the pictures hazy. Forgetting is not as hard as it might seem. Where do memories go? Do they disappear into some unknown place, some distinct space? I will tell my grandson stories while I still can remember them. Carrying him from station to station in a small downtown Northampton apartment and singing made-up songs. The apple slices story, peeling the skin and slicing the apple so he could woggle around the living room with a slice in each hand. Backboard, basket, backboard, basket, hoop dreams in the living room. Living with Alzheimer's, Edwin Honig, poet, essayist, translator, teacher, struggle to remember how to remember. He died with his memories locked inside.